strong candidates in this race. What do you think it was about your message that resonated with voters?
Well, I think, you know, having worked here for the last 12 years, you know, really understanding the issues, understanding the challenges, but also knowing the potential. And as somebody who has been able to get things done for this district for a long time, you know, people really like that. And they also like my story of, you know, somebody who's not a typical politician, somebody who does not look like a typical congressman, but wants to go to Congress and really make a difference and really represent people of the 24th District.
And when you went around talking to people in the district, what did you hear from them that they care about? What stories stuck out to you in terms of their concerns?
The number one issue here is jobs and the economy. I mean, that's not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. That's just an issue that we're all facing and we need to do something about. And that's what I'm definitely going to be focusing on since I started this campaign and as I will be focusing on going into the election in November. We have to do more to attract businesses here to this region to be able to create jobs and retain jobs here in this district. So we're just going to continue to work hard on that.
You mentioned infrastructure in your speech at the end. 690 is going to be having work starting on it very soon. A lot of the bridges in New York State have been rated D+. They're as old as 50 years in some cases. What do you hope to do as a representative to address some infrastructure concerns right here in Syracuse and in the district?
Yeah, I mean, there's 302 structurally deficient or functionally obsolete bridges in the 24th District alone. We have to invest more in our infrastructure. I mean, our roads, bridges, water and sewer pipes are crumbling. We have water pipes in the city of Syracuse that are over 100 years old. We have to be able to invest in these infrastructure needs, you know, help to rebuild our infrastructure, to be able to put people to work and attract businesses and so that people, you know, that's what they're paying their taxes for. That's what we pay government for, to do to fix our infrastructure. We have to do more so that we're providing infrastructure that's drivable and usable for everybody here, not only in the 24th District, but all over this country.
And the presidential race has a narrative that kind of trickles down to every other race. Are you concerned at all about party unity, having had three great candidates in the primary? Any concerns about party unity here in the 24th with the Democrats?
I think we'll all join together. I mean, this is such an important year. It's such an important election. And I'm very confident that we'll all work together to take back this seat in November.
Thank you so much
for
your time.
Thank you.